Well, Jim, this morning here we have Amy with us, who is at the Harvest Home. And Amy, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you.
Well, Amy, we talked a little bit before we came on air about your story, and we're excited to have our listeners get to hear a little bit of what God's been doing in your life. Before we build up to what's happened here at Harvest Home, maybe paint the picture for our listeners a little bit about what was going on that eventually led you to come to Harvest Home.
Well, I was working very hard, too many hours. I was drinking as well. And I reached a point where, I reached out to God and said, I can't do this anymore. And I walked away from my job, my apartment, from everything. And I went and knocked on my ex-mother-in-law's door. We hadn't really talked in a while. We became fast friends. She let me stay there for 2 weeks until I got into the Haven.
So was it your mother-in-law that recommended the Haven? How did you hear about the Harvest Home?
My ex-mother-in-law, my ex-husband's mom.
Okay.
Yes, that's how I heard about it.
Okay, so did you actually call first before you came down?
No.
Or did you come and just...
Well, I called, yes. When I went to her house, we started calling that day.
Okay.
And on the exactly 2 weeks from that day, which is what she's allowed to have a guest stay, I was accepted in.
Okay. So, do you remember who you talked to?
I talked to Miss Libby almost every morning.
Oh, very good.
And then I talked to Miss Isabel on that day, and she said, be here at 3, and there we were, 3 o'clock on a Thursday.
Excellent.
So talk a little bit about your experience. I bet when you first came in, that was, what is this? Mm-hmm. You know, talk a little bit about what that was like that first day coming into Harvest Home and meeting the women and seeing the facility.
Overwhelming. I was scared, but I did have a lot of gratitude. I asked questions. They were very helpful, all the ladies, and Cheryl was one of the ladies that showed me a few things and took me around, and it just kind of fell into place, and just the routine, which is wonderful because I didn't have much of a routine just prior to coming here, and they were consistent. Everybody was helpful, and I soon just learned that this is a place I needed to be. And gratitude. That's just everything is gratitude, still to this day. So
yes.
I'm so grateful for this place and what everybody does here, and I'm amazed at how it just runs every day, every department. And everybody I've spoken to is so gracious, nice, and kind, and it's a wonderful place.
Yes. So before we started recording and talking on the radio here, one of the things you mentioned is some of the things that you struggled a little bit with was drinking. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so you come to the Haven of Rest, you make some connections with some of the staff. Let's talk about what a day it was like for you coming into the Harvest Home, get up in the morning time. Let's walk through your day. What went on throughout your day at the Harvest Home?
We get up at 6. We have chores to do. We have to make our bed, make our living space, because this is our temporary home, presentable. And we go down, and we're greeted by Miss Thelma, usually, who will take us over to the day room where the women visit
yes.
and hang out all day. There's that's where we eat. There's a laundry facility. There's just everything there. There's nothing that we could want for. We spend the day there looking for a job, doing what we need to do if we don't have Social Security cards, anything that we need to personally do, that's the time that we do it. And then we go over to the main mission. We have a women's chapel, go down to eat dinner. We go back and get our showers and have quiet time. We have time for talking to the staff or just between the ladies themselves, and we go to bed, and it's very structured, which is what I craved very much at that time. And I still do, and it's still the same every day.
Just
a structured, good environment, very good environment.
Yeah, we will talk on the radio broadcast from time to time that When someone's in crisis, it's important to have a place that's safe and a place that's clean to come
yes.
to. And I think you found both of those there, and you found more than that.
Yes, I have.
So during the time that you were in the shelter, God was doing a work in you.
Yes.
And there was some opportunities that were presented for you to maybe participate in some more things that were at Harvest Home. Talk about a little bit that process that God brought you through that led you to what he had next for you.
Well, when I came here, I have believed in God. I've gone to church, but I didn't know about that personal relationship that with Jesus that is so very important. And I remember asking Miss Isabel, because Cheryl was in the Becoming program prior to me, and I remember asking Miss Isabel first couple of days, how do you get in this program? Because I thought it was really great what Cheryl was doing. And she said, well, we watch the ladies and we choose who we think should be in the program. I was like, okay. So within 2 months, I guess I proved myself to Miss Isabel. I pitched in because I felt that's my job. You guys are clothing everybody, feeding everybody. There's nothing that we don't have here at that you provide. And my way of giving back was doing chores, helping and doing whatever needed to be done to show my gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Mrs. Bell kind of liked that, and we talked, and now I'm in the Becoming program, and that has just expanded things so much more with my walk with Jesus, with learning how to change myself in Him with His help, because I couldn't do it before. Mm-hmm. And this place has provided all of that for me.
Well, you know, Amy, you said something earlier, Jim, and I want to go back on this a little bit because we know the importance of this. You talked about structure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The importance of structure. Now, Jim, we know, working in the men's division, structure, even though sometimes some of our guests might say, no, I don't want structure, when structure comes into their life, they actually like it.
Yes.
It gives them, they know what's going on. So you talked about structure. Talk a little bit more about why is it so important to you to have structure?
Well, for me, it's stability. It's a sense of peace for me because, you know, here we're structured. Some people, myself, prior to coming in, I didn't have that structure. And I desired it and craved it. That's taught here for those mm-hmm. that have lost it or lack it, because we're here now, but we're going to go into that real world where you are structured in your job, your apartment, everything. So that's, you get that here in a safe environment and learn if you're willing. Mm-hmm. And then you can carry that on and hopefully continue that change that you've made while you're here.
And those are, many of our listeners would know some of the things that you're learning just through the process here is spiritual disciplines. I'm learning to pray every day. I'm mm-hmm. learning to read my Bible. These are things that become a part of the routine of life, mm-hmm. and we can build our life around what God's doing in those quiet times and that structure. And so Harvest Home gives you a great model.
Yes.
Right? You're able to learn that day mm-hmm. after day. And you mentioned in the Becoming program that kind of expanded even more.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the ways that you've seen, maybe we'll build out from that idea of structure, your structure got a little bigger because you were part of the bigger structure of the mission on the Becoming program. So
yes.
Talk a little bit to our listeners. They might be, what is this mm-hmm. Becoming program? What is this thing that you're on?
Well, I've learned discipleship. I've learned to be more in the Word, more in prayer. What I'm learning now is we're going through a study of the armor of God. That is so incredibly helpful and something I hadn't really known before. I'm learning Bible passages. I'm learning where everything is. I can go right to a book so much because we're in it 3 times a day. And I crave it. If I don't have to go over the mission, I have to. No, I want to go have my chapel and lunch over there. I don't want to stay at Harvest Home. You know, it's just something that is it's a way of life now. Mm-hmm. And these are tools that I've gathered here that I probably would not have gotten elsewhere or on my own. So everything here is with God that I can take with me when I do go. And being in this program, it's they want you to kind of work here. And I would love to do that. I mean, that's part of the, you know, would you like to work here someday? We'll see if you can learn this program and see what you do. And I've thrown myself in to helping the staff whenever needed, doing anything they need. And that's what I want to do. And I feel that that's why I'm here. Nobody's here on accident. I'm here for a reason. And I believe that is my reason.
Well, we know, Amy and Jim, we know that God's word is very important. The teaching that goes on, the discipleship, the craving. I love hearing the craving that you have because the craving to hear God's word, the craving to do a study in His word, the armor of God, which is very important, learning about that, the importance of that as you go through the program. Now, in Becoming, you've shared a little bit about some of the things that you're doing there. Let's talk a little bit more because you are an intern too, right?
Correct.
So to our listeners, what does that mean?
Well, that means that my direct supervisor and the person I look to all the time is Miss Isabel, and I realize that I need to be an example to the ladies. So therefore, I need to do what's right. I'm convicted otherwise if I do not, but I realize that I'm in a position where I need to learn how the supervisors do things and have grace and honesty and truth with the ladies that are coming in because I want them to experience what I've experienced here. Mm-hmm. I want them to grab it, and even if they don't become part of the program, they can still get what they need here. Christ, working on themselves, bettering themselves, and I like being a part of that. Mm-hmm. And Miss Isabel's with me all the way, sharing these things and teaching me.
So as an intern, you've had the opportunity to help ladies who came in the very situation you found yourself in.
Yes.
When you came to Haven of Rest. Mm-hmm. I know for my experience is a little more on the men's side, but I know a lot of times for interns on the men's side who do a very similar thing, they work with the staff and they help our guests as they come in. There are some moments that can be, God really stretches mm-hmm. us, especially when maybe you're working with someone and you see yourself. Mm-hmm. You see, oh, that was me. And there's some moments where you're very grateful because you know, hey, God's making me new. And then there's moments where it's a little scary.
Yes.
And have you had some of those moments mm-hmm. along the way?
Yes. When I show the ladies, I tell them that I came in, what date I came in, as a homeless woman, that I was offered this opportunity, that I'm just like them. Because I think that's important. So they feel more comfortable. And I live right off their dorm, so I'm with them. And yeah, I am tested at times when you see somebody so out there or confused or not wanting to be here, and your desire for them is just, hold on, just stay here and yes. be here. So I try and encourage, because I know what it's like when I walked in those doors, and I try and make them feel welcome mm-hmm. and the same way. And of course, everything I do, did I do that okay, Miss Isabel? Or should mm-hmm. I have done this? So I'm getting feedback from her in right. what I've done, that I'm doing the right thing.
Right. And you also have the opportunity to build some relationships.
Yes.
And so you get to know the ladies on a different level. And I'm sure that's got to be a joy for you.
It is, very much so.
It can be a joy, but like you said, Jim, it can be difficult too, because I'm sure you want people to get it like you got it.
Yes.
And sometimes when that connection doesn't happen, it can be a little bit frustrating.
It is very much so. So I always have to remember, there was many times I wasn't ready. And some of these people, the ladies that walk in, aren't ready. And that's just the way it is. And I have to remember where I was and meet them where they are.
Mm-hmm. So now that we've kind of walked through the Becoming program as an intern, your story kind of that brought you to Haven of Rest, let's transition a little bit towards you've been made new. Right? Like I would think you would
yes.
say, I'm not the person I was when I came here back in October.
Absolutely not.
And so you being new, and this is very scriptural, right? The old's passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
It talks about how our minds are transformed through the word. And you probably have some new goals, maybe some
yes.
new things you're focusing on in life that maybe weren't even in your frame of reference before you came here in October. What are some of the things you're looking forward to now?
Well, being a better person is first, because a lot of situations that I'm in here, I have to do things differently. I have to think differently because of my first reaction early on was my old ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to learn assertiveness rather than aggression and yelling. I've had to learn a lot, and he's taught me, and he's taken me through. I very much want to work here. That is my desire, and I believe that's why I came here, is I want to help people. And I am a walking testimony. People can really understand that come in with alcohol or drug issues, because I've been there. So I am very relatable, and I just want to give all my time and energy to God and what He wants me to do. And I'm open. I'm open for Him just to keep going in me, keep working in me.
Well, you know, Jim, I'm always amazed hearing your testimony, Amy. It's not even been a year.
I know.
And look what God has done
yes.
in a short period of time. We know that God is in the business of doing what I call miracles and doing great works. Jim, you talked about the renewing.
Mm-hmm.
You're a new creation in God's image. Praise the Lord for that. As we conclude here, and you talked about some of the things that you would like to hopefully pray about in the future. How can our listeners pray for you? Because when you're in the midst of being an intern and you're working with the ladies and you see wonderful victories and then you see battles that go on, sometimes there's spiritual warfare that goes on. How can our listeners pray for you?
That I believe I am doing God's will, and I would just like people to pray that I continue that. In His will, whatever He has for me, and that I remain sober and steadfast and continue with my prayers and discipleship. And I believe that I will, because I've never tried it this way before. with God. So,
well, Amy, on behalf of Reverend Kaiser and our listeners and the staff at Haven of Rest, we just want to encourage you. We are all in your corner. We are rooting you on.
Yes.
And that's one of the awesome things about God's family, too, is we're not alone, right? We have so many people now that want to come around us and support us. So we just want to encourage you to keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And we're excited about what God has in store.
Good. Me too.
Yeah, so thank you for being a part of the broadcast this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.